Sister
Lily 宝义
A pattern living for and dying for the Lord. The 96 years that Sister Lee went through have witnessed that how a proper sister, in God's grace, kept the order and consecrated herself completely for God's economy. She was not only a pattern of living to the Lord, but also an example of dying to the Lord. In the first phase of Sister Lee's life, she endeavored to pursue Christ, attended conferences, served children, took care of the young people, shepherded the young mothers, endeavored to preach the gospel, and equipped herself for God's economy day and night. When she was 43 years old, an unexpected marriage came to her. From then on, she put herself aside to be the wife of Brother Lee, and began the second phase of her life journey. She, in the vision, according the measure that God has given to her, served, accompanied, and tended Brother Lee. Went through countless winds and rains, and also experienced a great deal of trials and sufferings that the enemy had instigated on the church, eventually making God's New Testament ministry reach the high peak of the revelation God ordained way spread to the whole world, and the peak of propagation be attained. In 1997, Brother Lee went to be with the Lord. Sister Lee, in the Lord's grace, began her another phase of living to God, the course of life of praying for God's economy and interceding for the churches and saints. This rarely known phase of living testified that she had been hidden in Christ, walking toward the maturity in life and living out the sweet course of a God-man. Just as the words concerning her life describe, as a faithful partner of Brother Lee in the Lord's work, she served together with Brother Lee. As a fellow slave of Brother Lee, she lived a life of consecration that absolutely lives to the Lord. As a channel of supply in the midst of the saints, she was a powerful factor for the progress and joy of the saints. Her departure was a pattern of the maturity in life, a pattern of celebrating in the triumph, and was also a pattern of a Christian's pilgrimage from glory to glory. The last word she uttered was, "Hallelujah." We are persuaded that the saints in the churches, all are willing to, in the coming days, follow her steps to continue the journey of the God-man living, little by little, stage by stage, to work out and live out the New Jerusalem, that God's purpose may be fulfilled.